right, here's a story that you're not going to hear anywhere else. I'm quite certain of it. Here's a story you're only going to hear today. And this is a remarkable story of the Second Amendment providing safety and security for an elderly woman in Idaho. This is my Second Amendment story of the day, and I think you're going to like it. An 85-year-old Idaho mother and grandmother fatally shot a masked intruder who held her hostage at gunpoint while her disabled son was sleeping down the hall during a horrifying home invasion. Christine Jenny Ann's grit, determination, and will to live is what saved her that night, said Bingham County Prosecutor Ryan Jolly. After announcing Wednesday that Jenny Ann justifiably killed Derek Condon, who was 39 on March the 13th. This case presents an easy analysis of self-defense and justifiable homicide, said the prosecutor. It also presents one of the most heroic acts of self-preservation I have ever heard of, All right, here's the story. Jenny Ann, that's her last name, by the way, Christine Jenny Ann, had been asleep in her Bingham County home when she awoke at about 2 in the morning to find Derek Condon, 39 years old, dressed in military jacket and black ski mask, pointing a 9mm pistol at her while shining a flashlight in her face. She told investigators that Condon hit her while she was laying in bed, causing her to bleed all over her pillow and bedroom floor. Condon then slapped handcuffs on the elderly woman, took her into the living room at gunpoint, demanding for her to cough up any valuables she had in the house. Her son, David, disabled, was asleep during the assault, but she chose not to reveal that her son was also in the home. While in the living room, Condon handcuffed her to a wooden chair where she was told, he was told she didn't have many valuables, according to the report. All right, Condon put his gun to her head before she disclosed that there were two safes in the basement. So he went, left her handcuffed in the living room, while he went and rummaged through several rooms of the house in search of anything of valuable. Condon later discovered David, during the search, threatened to kill her multiple times over that lie. While Condon continued his search, she, Jenny Ann, still handcuffed, dragged the chair to retrieve her .357 Magnum revolver from under her pillow, hiding the gun between the armrest and a cushion, then waited to see what Condon would do next. Prosecutor said Jenny Ann ultimately made the decision that it was now or never, drew her concealed .357 and engaged Condon, striking him with both shots after he threatened her once again. He then opened fire on her with a pistol. She was shot in the abdomen, leg, arm, and chest. Condon, severely wounded, retreated to the kitchen and died. Shot by an 85-year-old woman with a .357 revolver. I happen to have one of those, kind of like it. Jenny Ann, riddled with bullet holes and still cuffed to the chair, fell to the floor where she remained for the next 10 hours. She'd been hit in the head, bleeding all over, shot 4 times. She's 85 years old, laid on the floor for 10 hours. Police found her about 12:17 p.m., provided life-saving measures, rushed to the Eastern Idaho Regional Medical Center in Idaho Falls, and has since been released. That Christine survived this encounter is truly incredible, wrote the prosecutor, Jolly. Investigators found a broken window in the back of Jenny Ann's home and a screwdriver next to the door where Condon is believed to have made his entry. The review also shared that Condon had a lockpick on his person. Prosecutor wrote that no person in this state shall be placed in legal jeopardy of any kind whatsoever for protecting himself after making his ruling that Jenny Ann was in the right to use deadly force. Absent a clear attempt by Condon to retreat from the residence or surrender, which based on the evidence clearly did not occur, she's 85 years old. Any reasonable person would believe it necessary to defend themselves or their disabled child under such circumstances. He messed with the wrong grandma. He messed with the wrong grandma. You're in Idaho, right? Those western states, they seem to be pretty well armed, generally speaking. And that boy got exactly what he deserved. Shot twice, dead in the kitchen. There's a valuable lesson for everybody. Don't break into people's houses. Don't just think that grandma is unarmed. Grandma might just kill you. That's what you get. That's why the Second Amendment is so important. There it is. For all those gun grabbers out there, there's your story of the day. Christine Jenny Ann. doing what she could. Oh, and by the way, her son uninjured too. David, Jenny Ann, uninjured, protected by his mom. Protected by his mom. He must be 65, right? 60, 65, something like that. What a story. Where you're not, like I said, you're not going to hear that anywhere else. You're just not. There it is. That's the story of the day for you. Idaho grandma gets the job done. Boom, baby. There it is. All done for you. Patriot Mobile. That is the only Christian conservative wireless company in America. Patriot Mobile. It's the company you want right now. If you go to Patriot Mobile, you can sign up and change services for free and save some money, because Americans have had enough of supporting companies that hate our values. Tired of compromise? Well, then switch to Patriot Mobile. Like I said, America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. An example of putting the cause ahead of profits, and that's why I'm proud to partner with them. Patriot Mobile offers dependable nationwide coverage, giving you access to all three major networks, which means you get the same coverage you've been accustomed to without funding the left. And when you switch to Patriot Mobile, you support the First Amendment, the Second, the sanctity of life, military, veterans, and first responders. And their customer service team, it's 100% U.S.-based. Isn't that weird? Keep your number, keep your phone, or upgrade. The team will help you find the best plan for your needs. All you do is go to patriotmobile.com/Gruber. patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Sign up today or call 972-PATRIOT. Get free activation when you use the offer code Gruber. Join us. Make the switch today. patriotmobile.com/Gruber. patriotmobile.com/Gruber. Listen, this is what we've been using for a while now, and it's worked all over the country. We could not actually be happier with our cell service than we are with Patriot Mobile. And when you call their customer service people, you can actually understand what they're saying. What a revelation. What a blessing. PatriotMobile.com/Gruber. Get started today. What are you waiting for? You'll save some money, too, by the way. Final thoughts after this.
Have you been avoiding medical care over the last few years due to the craziness and lack of trust? I understand. My name is Dr. Molly James, founder of the James Clinic, and we are medicine outside the box. We take time and really listen to your concerns so we understand what's going on and can get you results. Check us out online today at jamesclinic.com. Coming soon to Shelby Township at 22nd and Van Dyke. 636-751-9440.
Pure Michigan water has never been more important than it is today. You can find your Pure Michigan Water experts at Wolverine Water. Wolverine Water has been installing Michigan-made products for almost 75 years now. Hometown products and hometown service provided by your friends and neighbors at Wolverine Water since 1947. How about that for a cool drink of water? Wolverine Water. I've been a customer for over 20 years, too. If you're ready for the very best, you're ready for Wolverine Water. WolverineWaterSystems.com.